Nathan Hayes, what's going on?
Hey, listen, just loving life and happy Good Friday to you. And just here, very thankful.
Amen, because I see there's a lot to be thankful for, especially for you, because since we've chatted, I saw you here in Charlotte a few months ago with Foreplay, and it was good seeing you, but we haven't really chatted since then. But in the meantime, you've released Reverence, and it's quite amazing, as to be expected.
thank you.
It is.
A lot of love when it's this project.
It's full of such musical, what I call, variety, which is not even the right word, I don't think. It's full of musical variety and prowess, and it features some mighty, mighty fine artists.
Yeah, that's what music is all about, is collaboration and a dialogue, and you know, we all are kind of affected by each other's music, so it's just great to all be together making music, and I feel like it's just yet another way to present, you know, to keep it going.
Well, what a fine job. What a fine job. But then again, you're no stranger. You are no stranger to working with the best of the best in the business. I mean, seriously, like, when I read some things that I didn't even know, I continue to learn more, and I thought, Nathan, I knew he's been doing this a long time, but my God, you know, the stories you must have. And then I thought, let me ask him what makes Reverence special to you, being that you have worked with the best of the best, period, you know, in music.
Well, you know, what makes things special is when you can reflect back on when you were young and when I was a teenager. I mean, little did I realize, when I graduated UC San Diego in 1978, that, you know, 40 years later almost, I would be working with some of the people that I revered most in this business, like Bob James, like Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, like Chick Corea, and these guys are, I mean, you know, we're talking about, as long as I've been making music, these have been heroes of mine, you know.
Right. Well,
to work with them and then to have them work with me, it's just a full circle moment.
Well, that's a huge, huge blessing, and I know that there's much more to come. I love watching the camaraderie of the artist, and when they collaborate, and then when you look and say, oh, these guys probably worked together maybe 20 years ago. Oh, and then they got back together. It's just beautiful to watch, like I said, full circle. And I hope it keeps going, because nothing but beauty comes from it when it's all said and done.
Yes.
That's true, beauty.
It's beauty and the collaborative effort always brings something that, you know, you wouldn't be able to necessarily do on your own, you know. So that's why I love collaborations, and that's why I love all different kinds of music, because it just, there are endless possibilities.
I totally agree. You covered some huge songs, Nathan, and you wrote some originals for the project. And I especially love the single with Yolanda Adams, Feels Like Home. That, I especially am drawn to that one. It is so beautiful. So beautiful, as well as the story of how the second single, Serpentine Fire, we know by the elements themselves, Earth, Wind, and Fire, came to be on this project. Tell me about that. How in that story, it, to me, is the funniest thing and the most amazing thing ever.
Earth, Wind, and Fire have been, you know, like I say, even when I was going to college, they were like one of my favorite bands. I think they're one of the greatest groups of all time. And so even 25 years ago, when my brother Marcel and I were doing a project called Two Faces of East, we wanted to pay tribute to those guys. And so we cut a version of Serpentine Fire. And I was working with Eric Clapton and Phil Collins. So those guys had the request to play on the record. And we had this track that has been kind of sitting in the can for a quarter of a century. And so we broke it back out for this project. And, you know, and then Philip Philip and Bertine and Ralph came out and let their talents, and then we got Murray's wife via the technology of sampling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of a, you know, to me, it's just, it just really is a special moment to be able to do something with Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know.
Right, right. Well, I thought, now that's a story. That is a story. Now I know you have many of them. I know you got a lot of stories.
Yeah, we got to. I mean, you know, the best thing is like every day you just get up and go do your thing, do your best, and you leave the rest. And but I've been very blessed to not only, you know, make music with these guys, but be able to call them my friends.
Right.
So that just makes it even more special, you know, because now you're creating music with people that you're, you know, friends with.
Right, family, exactly. You also covered Love's Holiday and Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground, which I mean, I don't even know what else to say other than I mean.
Well, I was recently with Stevie Wonder and I let him know that we got a new version of some of his music, so he said he'll download it. I haven't heard back from him, but. I want to make sure I get his blessing, you know.
Oh, of course. You got to love Stevie Wonder. And another special thing, Nathan, I saw you posted something recent with your son, Noah, and I see you do that often, which I think is just amazing, but he joined you on the tune Over the Rainbow, and that had to be very, very special. And, you know, having him a part of your journey.
Very special to have him back for the second time that he's joining me on a record, you know,
mm-hmm.
first album on,
mm-hmm.
When he was 13 years old, and now that he's 16. And no doubt, I get a big lump in my throat every time I hear this song, Come On, you know. And he plays so beautifully.
Yes.
And it's just, for me, you know, as a father, you can't wish for anything more.
I totally agree. And I thought to myself, wow, okay, if he's 16 and playing like this, I thought, well, at 20 and 25 and on, wow.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I can't even imagine. Yeah, so I didn't even think about that because I was just still, you know, just in awe of what he's able to do and those chords and his understanding of the progression of music like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really something, it's a gift.
It is a gift.
Definitely.
Which is why I said, yep, that gift is just a gift. It's going to keep on growing, and it's going to just get more magical, and it's going to be beautiful. Is he interested in the music business, or is he just, or not? I mean, what does he lean towards, music?
Well, he's definitely interested. I mean, he's been bit by the bug, and
uh-oh.
We play together. You know, every day in the house, he's on the piano, and you know, I'm on the bass, and it's something that he's very interested in. And then now he's at that kind of point in his life where he's making the choice, which, you know, he's definitely going to go to college, and he may also, you know, educate himself in areas like business,
mm-hmm.
things that are related
mm-hmm.
to that.
Mm-hmm.
That you always it never hurts to have all your options open.
Never hurts to have all your options open and then pull it all together. I think that's awesome. I have to tell you that one song that when I first listened to the CD, I couldn't. I think I probably, if the CD is not scratched, I'm surprised because I swear I played it so much. the song 11-8. Spell it. No, yeah, 11-8. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Chuck Loeb.
Oh! Written by Chuck Loeb, yeah. I love that song.
Let me tell you something. That song, like, snatched me and would not let me go, for I probably had to listen to it at about 10 or 11 times straight on repeat, and I still didn't want to get out the car. I was like, no. And then I bought it in the house and put it in the laptop and played it somewhere.
Oh, my God. Well, wait till I tell Chuck. He's gonna love hearing that.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my God. I mean, I don't know what it is. I thought, what is it? Like, what is it about that song? Because you love it, too. So what is it about that song?
Well, it's just magical. First of all, it was one of those songs that he just sent it to me, and he said, "Here, what do you think about this song?" You know, for the record. And you know, back when I was writing and selecting material, you know, I hit it, and from no one, I was just going, "Okay, done." Send me the music, and it just is a tribute. It's a tribute to his. I mean, it's just a fantastic piece of music.
Yes,
that's
it
all
is.
I can say.
I totally agree. There's no other words. Yeah, that's it. That's why it you get caught up in it. And it's like you sit there with your mouth open like,
Yeah. You know, and you know, you could hear a lot of things and people saying stuff and you hear, but this was one song, I mean, it's just a brilliant song from beginning to end, the way it's crafted. And you know, it's in 11/8 time, which is
yes.
Normally,
yes.
An odd time signature would be difficult to get used to. Like
yep.
Everybody used to 4/4, but this, like you say, you can hear it over and over again. And I have to sort of agree with you that that's one of the ones that I kind of hit replay and play again, where you never really get tired of hearing it either.
No, you don't. And that 11/8, it took me a minute. It took me about 7 times to go through it before I realized the time signature. I said, okay, you all are trying to, because I kept saying, I'm in love with this piece of music that is driving me crazy, because I mean, really, that's what I said. I said, I'm in love with this music, but it is about to drive me crazy, but I'm loving it, and I can't get enough of it, but it's driving me crazy, because I was trying to nail it down, you know, having that ear. I said, I know what this is. Come on, now you can get it, and finally, I got it. I said, I got the time signature. They tried to trick me. I said,
oh, that's funny.
And then I got it.
Yeah,
I got it, Nate.
Well,
I got it.
Well, you know what? That makes me feel good. I'm going to relay that to Chuck too, because you know, that's one of those things. And it says a lot about the players. You know, the drummer, who played, Teddy Campbell played on the record,
mm-hmm.
And the musicians that were able to deliver this piece of music to make it sound so, you know, engaging, without you having to feel like, oh, I'm counting this thing. It's just, this song just draws you in.
Yes, it does. There's no other word. And so that, aside from Feels Like Home, I think those two have to be, Feels Like Home is just one of those songs that make me want to just, they really make you be, they make you stop. You have to be still. And you have to really, really, Yolanda is just putting it, she did it.
You know, every note, and I'll never forget, when she sang the song in the studio, you know, down in Houston, and I'll never forget, it was like you watching an angel sing a song, you know.
Oh, I'd have been crying. You almost have to have tears in your eyes, because it is just that clear and just that beautiful. And I thought, and it kind of threw me. I said, now I wonder why he put this on here, or I wonder. I kind of it did for a minute. I thought, okay, this is different, Nate. Okay, so. I did expect it, and I thought, wait a minute, is that a full-fledged vocal? Like, is that it? What? That is, oh my God, it's beautiful. And then I listened to it again and again, and I thought, that's interesting. I like that, because your people won't expect that. It wasn't expected. I didn't expect it. I didn't expect it. So, what, you know, was that something you? Of course, it was intentional, but you know, what have been your fans' reaction to those curveballs you?
Well, actually, that song, you know, has been on the gospel charts since it came out. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, music is music, you know. So since I'm making the record, it doesn't have to be a bass solo, you know. It doesn't,
mm-hmm.
if it's music that touches somebody's heart. And for me, this was like a moment where I almost went to church on the record, you know.
Yes. And, oh, yeah, went to church.
And, you know, and my, you know, my co-producer Chris Giro, he took the track back to Nashville, and then he got all his singers, and they went to church and did like a gospel choir on the backgrounds, you know, and then put orchestra on made it so it really penetrates deep into your heart, and it's a fantastic tune, Randy Newman composition, and so you take. You take the fact that it's a great song to begin with, and
mm-hmm.
then you get this vocal performance by Yolanda Adams,
mm-hmm.
and then you surround it by the framework of almost like just gospel, you know.
Yeah.
And it really stands up to be one of my favorite songs as well.
So two of your favorite are my two favorites. So we're kind of like great minds think alike. Ha!
Exactly. And I have to say they're all like baby. You know, once I put it on from the beginning, I don't stop listening to the very end.
Every song
to me is is near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, you know, and just like the first project, it was the same way. You put it on, and from start to finish, you don't want to skip around.
Yep.
Yeah, so
right.
A compliment you were paid a couple of days ago by producer Kelvin Wooten. He said to me, while listening to this project, we were talking about the inclusion of others when making music, and how, and he brought up your name, and he said, like Nathan's album, like if you listen, he is, and this is I'm quoting him. He said we know that, I mean, Nathan, bass extraordinaire, he could just have done this. I mean, he could have put himself literally all over it all by himself and would have been just fine. But he didn't. He said he gave room and he gave space to others to display what they do. He said, and that is family. That is inclusion. And that's what you do. And that's exactly what he said. I mean, I quote him, and that was 2 days ago.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, you know, it gives you an opportunity to pay reverence. That's one of the reasons I named the album Reverence, to people that have influenced you and people that you respect and revere, you know.
Right.
So it's also, you know, from that kind of standpoint, it's a very inclusive album of friends and people that, you know, really great musicians like Chick Corea and Ruben Studdard, you know,
mm-hmm.
fantastic singer, you know. I'm a big fan of collaborating.
Well, I know since it's just April, and it's just April 14th, and you have it. I don't even know, I don't know what in the world you're doing, but I can tell you've already been out of the country this year, haven't you?
Oh, I've been in five different countries this year already.
Oh my gosh, Nathan! I mean, and you were recently in New York, right? Like were you in New York recently, or
I was in New York last week. Yeah,
so
last week.
I know that after by the time you get through watching the Chick Careers and the Herbies and the Stanleys all over the globe, you know, and then here you go all over the internationally, all over the globe. It's just April, Nathan. Like, what in the world is going to happen the rest of the year?
Well, I got the book is pretty full up until through December. It entails, because this year I'm actually, in addition to doing my own record and tours, I'm also, Warplay has tour dates.
Yes.
And then I'm also touring with Eric Clapton.
Oh.
So we're going to London in May, and then I've been doing some dates with Chick Corea. We're doing the jazz festival over in North Sea coming up in July, and so it's a little bit of a balancing act this year.
Yes, I mean, I my hat's off to anyone who can just, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. But then again, I do. Because when you're doing what you love, and when you're doing what you're born to do, and when you're using your gift, God makes a way. There's always going to be a way.
Absolutely. And it's by the grace of God, too, you know, that I feel like I'm able to keep up with this incredible schedule.
I thank you for your time. I know fans can keep up with all of your information. You're very active on social media. Well, you're not very active, but you are active. I'm not going to say you are like an overdoer, because you're not a ridiculous. You don't have time for all that. You don't have time to be an overdoer, but you do just the right amount to let people know, hey, I'm here. I'm doing this. This is where I am.
Right. Yeah.
And
we keep up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the usual suspects, and then NathanEast.com
mm-hmm.
website.
Mm-hmm.
Try to update all the touring information as well.
Well, I applaud you again for this another great, great, great piece of work. I don't even, like, I don't even know what to expect next, but I'm just going to sit back and wait.
Well, thank you so much. It's, that kind of response that makes it really all worthwhile for, you know, when we take a nice little chunk out of our life to go in the studio and try to create this project, you know, that's the kind of response that makes it all worthwhile.
Well, let me ask you one last thing before I let you go. Because I'm just curious. I know all the things you've done and all the people you've worked with from Michael Jackson on down. And there would be no way in the world. It would take a week to just, it would take forever. And some people may not know. But I, because you've been in those experiences and because you've worked with, like I said, the best of the best that ever have been. And still to this day, you know, what would Nathan East tell a younger version of you or anyone who thinks this is where they're destined to be and go? What would you tell them or would have told your younger self? Like what is there? Because you have had to have, I can't even, like I said, there's no way for you to even, we can encompass it all. But I'm sure there's something that stands out, Nathan, that you can think of. Well, you know what? Had I known so-and-so, or had someone told me this then, something. So you tell me what would that be for yourself or for a younger person?
Well, you know, I just look back to, you know, those days of my teenage years, and you look up, and the first thing I would say is you do it because you love it. You know, that's the number one, because of the passion and love that you have for it. Because you can't really just do it for the money, or if you want to get famous or whatever. But the first and foremost is you got to love it. Like, you're just going to love it. You'll do it regardless of anything else, you know.
Right.
And so that ends up being, because, you know, some people look up and, you know, you don't know what the real deep motives are, you know. But for me, it was just out of love, you know. So, I mean, I would be doing this if this was my job or not, you know. Unfortunately, I haven't had to do anything else, you know, since I started playing.
Right.
This is how I support my family. This is how I, you know, go through life. So, you know, but the reason being, I know, is because I do have a deep love, and that means I can go 24/7 around the clock, and, which I end up doing lots of times.
Right. Well. That's pretty good.
Like, you know, I still get energized by that. I still am grateful for every call I get. I'm grateful for every single note I get to play, and don't take one thing for granted, you know.
That means you got a long way to go, Nathan. So,
yes,
you...
God willing.
God's willing, and you get some rest, and you, I'm sure, I gotta see you somewhere this year with somebody. I'm sure I'll catch you somewhere. I really wish I could see you with Chick Corea. Oh, my gosh. Like, I
That's a fun one. That is really one of the more exciting and challenging gigs that I've ever done, ever, period.
I love Chick. So, I mean, just Chick by himself on a stage is enough to make you go crazy. So, you know.
Exactly, by himself, and he's a master musician, a great, lovely guy. I mean, he's, you know, for a guy that's 75 years old, I'm telling you what, I hope I could have just a little bit of that. I hope I can have it now.
Right. So you guys are playing out really of the country. That's at a jazz fest out of the country.
Yeah, that jazz festival is in Rotterdam. It's called the North Sea Jazz Festival.
Well, you put a bug in Chick's ear and tell Chick, I'm going to need him to come on back over here.
Yes.
Tell him his fans are needing him back in the States for a little while.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I we'll definitely let him know. Like I say, you know, I'm blessed beyond belief. I wake up every morning and just drop to my knees just in thanks.
Hello? Hello? Yes. And I'm looking at the cover. I'm looking at the CD cover now, and everything you've said about the humility and the thankfulness is clearly visible on, you know, in the photo of the cover. It is. I see it. I see it. You know, you made me look at it differently. So now I'm like, no, you did. Seriously. I'm like, I get it. You know.
Well, you know, that, and I have to give, again, props to my co-producer, Chris Giro, who, and he said, okay, tomorrow we're doing the photo shoot for the cover. And then, so, you know, I went, my daughter and I went shopping, got a couple bags of clothes. I showed up with all these clothes, and he said, you know, we're going to do a shirtless cover.
And you were like, huh? Well, hey, it threw me for a loop at first, and then I got caught up in the music, and I didn't even pay no attention to the cover. I was too busy caught up in the music, and I didn't pay the cover any more attention until just now, until I had to just stare at it while listening to you. And when you said just the final thing you said about, you know, waking up and falling to your knees, that, and then I glanced back at it, and then I said, there it is, there you go, full picture. Full, there it is, enough said. So on that note, my friend, I appreciate
it. Thank you so much for hanging in there with my crazy schedule, and I appreciate it too, and you know, we'll look forward to catching up soon.
Please do, and have fun, Nathan. Enjoy the journey.
Thank you so much, and happy Easter to you.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you. You have a good one. Talk to you later.
Okay,
bye-bye.